The massacres in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York, have resulted in the first gun safety bill likely to become law in nearly 30 years. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell focused on the mental health and school safety provisions in announcing his support.
To be clear, this legislation has no new restrictions, bans, waiting periods, or mandates for law-abiding gun owners of any age, including those age 18 to 21. Someone who has never been convicted of a violent crime or adjudicated as mentally ill will not have their rights affected one iota. And a whole lot of schools and communities will receive more mental health funding to prevent crisis situations before they develop.
According to a summary the New York Times said it reviewed, the bill contains more than $250 million over 4 years for mental health support for school children, $150 million for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and $60 million to train primary care physicians on mental and behavioral health issues. The legislation would toughen background checks for the youngest firearms buyers, providing extra time for checking the records of gun buyers under the age of 21 and allowing their juvenile records to be used in those checks. It also requires more sellers to conduct background checks and beefs up penalties on gun traffickers. And it would close the so-called boyfriend loophole, keeping guns out of the hands of abusive dating or romantic partners who have committed domestic violence. Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema was one of the key negotiators on the bipartisan bill. She said it won't affect the rights of most gun owners, who she called law-abiding citizens.
I'm the sister of a police officer, and I grew up in a family of gun owners. I know firsthand how fundamental the Second Amendment is to families across Arizona. Arizonans have a constitutional right to bear and keep arms, and that right will not be infringed upon.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul said on Twitter he objects to a provision to grant $750 million to states to implement red flag laws to take guns away from people who are a danger to themselves or others. It will take unanimous consent to move the measure to a speedy vote, so Paul could delay action if he so chooses. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy has been a longtime proponent of more ambitious gun safety measures, but said this bill will save lives. He noted one of his interns, Sari Kaufman, was in the Senate gallery listening to the debate. She is a survivor of the 2018 school massacre at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland.
She was a student at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School when a gunman entered that campus and shot and killed her friends, her classmates. She reminds us that she went to more funerals in a matter of a week than many adults do in their entire lifetime. She was in debate class when the shooting started, and she ran for her life, as did hundreds of other survivors of that horrible day.
Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes to win passage of the legislation by the end of the week. He's eager to pass it before senators leave on their two-week July 4th recess. Gun safety advocates like Giffords said the bipartisan bill would represent the first significant gun safety legislation to pass the Senate in nearly 30 years. And yesterday's move to move forward with debate on the legislation, 14 Republicans voted with all the Democrats and the two independents to impose cloture and avoid a filibuster. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.